The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, I'm Kirk Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview, and more details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Upcoming plays in the Raleigh and Cary area. For starters, we have Family Fun for Everyone, Sensory-Friendly Concert at North Carolina Symphony. This will be on Saturday, September 14th at 1 p.m. Next is 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, September 29th, 3 p.m. Just an FYI, you can do a buy one, get one free on a ticket. If you're using the audio description, that'll get your driver or companion in along with you. Inherit the Wind at Justice Theater Project at the Umstead United Church of Christ. And this will be on Sunday, September 29th, 3:30 p.m. And Justice Theater Project will give you two free tickets, one for you and for your driver. And so come on down. Blood at the Root by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 19th, 2 p.m. The Taming by Justice Theater Project at Peace College on Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. The Fall of the House of Usher by Applause Cary Youth Theater in the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. Charlie Brown at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd, 5 p.m. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m. Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Black Nativity, Justice Theater Project in North Carolina State University's Student Theater in the Tally Student Center, and that's on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. In Durham and Chapel Hill, Native Son at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, September 17th, 7:30 p.m. In Durham, Aladdin at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. Dairyland, back at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale at the DPAC in Durham on Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. And Ragtime at Playmakers on Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. In Greensboro, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the Triad Stage on Saturday, September 28th, 2 p.m. And in Fayetteville, Mamma Mia at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. Moving over to movies, the following theaters have movies with audio description in the Triangle area. In Raleigh, we have the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. Also, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. And now let's go ahead and take a look at what's playing where. But just so that you know, Regal Theaters, of which all six of these are, has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about the playing times in the various theaters. You just call the number I'm about to give you and follow the menu prompts. The number is 844-462-7342. Once again, that's 844-462-7342. Follow the menu prompts, and that'll get you the information about what time a specific movie is playing in a specific theater. Now we'll take a look here. It, Chapter 2, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. And once again, that's North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, Crossroads in Cary, White Oak in Garner, Beaver Creek in Apex, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Angel Has Fallen, also rated R, playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Overcomer, rated PG, playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills, the Crossroads, White Oak, and Beaver Creek. Ready or Not is rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. Don't Let Go, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Briar Creek in Raleigh, and White Oak in Garner. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Good Boys, rated R, plays everywhere except for the except for Beaver Creek in Apex. And finally, Stories to Tell in the Dark, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. And I'm sorry, there is still one more, and that's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, rated R, plays at the North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and also at the Crossroads in Cary. Switching back over to plays, and right before I start that up, I'll just repeat the telephone number for the for these theaters is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and just follow the menu prompts. And moving back over to the live performances, once again, on Saturday, September 14th at 1 p.m. is the Family Fun for Everyone Sensory-Friendly Concert by North Carolina Symphony. This will be in the Memandi Concert Hall. That's M-E-Y-M-A-N-D-I. Memandi Concert Hall in the Duke Energy Center. This concert experience is designed to be welcoming to all families, including children and adults with autism or other sensory sensitivities. At this one-hour fun-filled performance, enjoy classical family favorites with your North Carolina Symphony. In Cary, 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players will play in the Cary Arts Center. The audio-described performance is on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. It's written by Reginald Rose and adapted by Sherman L. Sergel. "He doesn't stand a chance," mutters the guard, as the 12 jurors are taken back into the bleak jury room. It looks like an open-and-shut case, until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. Cary Players kicks off their new season with 12 Angry Jurors, a classic drama about what it means to pass judgment on your fellow peers in a democracy. Originally released in 1957 as the film 12 Angry Men, this update allows for a large cast of all ages and genders. Directed by local theater veteran Yvonne Anderson, the show takes place on a hot summer afternoon after a long trial, where a jury must unanimously decide the fate of a 19-year-old man accused of murdering his father. With a single holdout, tempers flare as the 11 other jurors try their best to convince the lone dissenter to come around to their side. As the evidence is re-examined, however, jurors must face their own life experiences and perspectives in their search for the truth and whether there is, in fact, some measure of reasonable doubt. Adult tickets are $20. Senior, age 55 and up, or students are 18, and Carry Players offers users of audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one for your driver or companion special. You can make reservations by calling 919-462-2055. That's 919-462-2055. Inherent the Wind by Justice Theater Project at the Umstead United Church of Christ Church. This is on Sunday, September 29th, same day. This one's at 3:30 in the afternoon. It's by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee. This is directed by Jerry Sipp. The quote here, "The man who has everything figured out is probably a fool." In a sleepy Bible Belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory of evolution to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against Evolution, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense. Based on the infamous Scopes Monkey Trial, an epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century. Justice Theater Project is offering free pairs of tickets to users of the audio description service. One for you, free. One for your driver, free. More information, call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Blood at the Root by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. This is written by Dominique Marisseau. It'll be directed by Lomarav Jones. Based on the true story of the Jena Six, six black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and as a result, the shattering state of black family life. Single ticket prices, including tax, are $27, and a student and senior price of $23. They do offer the buy one for yourself, get one for your driver. You call them at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111, and that's Blood at the Root at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 19th, 2 p.m. The world's greatest love story takes to the streets of New York in the landmark Tony Award-winning musical West Side Story. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as two young idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the, quote, American Jets and the Puerto Rican Sharks. From the first note to the final breath, West Side Story will captivate you with its poignant and powerful story and inspiring musical score, including memorable songs Maria, I Feel Pretty, America, and more. Tickets range from $30.15 up to $87.15. The number to call for reservations is 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. Jumping over to the Durham and Chapel Hill area, Playmakers in Durham and in Chapel Hill has Native Son on Tuesday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. This is an adaptation by Nambi E. Kelly, and it's based on the novel by Richard Wright. It's directed by Colette Robert. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? On Chicago's south side in the 1930s, Bigger Thomas struggles to find a place for himself in a world where systemic oppression and poverty make fear and violence the everyday currency of life. Most famously adapted by Carolina's own Paul Green, Richard Wright's seminal novel is ready to capture the hearts and minds of another generation with Nnamdi Kelly's heart-stopping and theatrical new adaptation. The Chicago Tribune says that it's gusty, powerful, and relentless. The theater wants us to know that due to rough language and adult situations and racially charged scenarios in pre-civil rights era Chicago, they encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets on this particular night are $15. There are no assigned seats, so arriving early is a good idea, and you definitely want to make reservations because this community night frequently sells out. The phone number is 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Over in Durham, Aladdin at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. Discover a whole new world at Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical. From the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. It's an extraordinary theatrical event where one lamp and three wishes make the possibilities infinite. Hailed by USA Today as pure genius, Aladdin features all of your favorite songs from the film, as well as new music written by Tony and Academy Award winner Alan Menken, with lyrics penned by the legendary Howard Ashman, Tony Award winner Tim Rice, and book writer Chad Begwilin. Directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Casey Nicholaw, this fabulous and extravagant, so says the New York Times, new musical boasts an incomparable design team with sets, costumes, and lighting from Tony Award winners Bob Crowley, Greg Barnes, and Natasha Katz. See why audiences agree. Aladdin is exactly what you wish for. So says NBC TV. And back over to Chapel Hill, the next show at Playmakers will be Dairyland. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. And once again, this is not assigned seating, so it's best to arrive kind of early to get the good seats. Dairyland is written by Heidi Ambrister. This is directed by Vivian Benesch. It's a world premiere comedy. Sometimes you really do put your foot in it. Raw from an office romance, stinging from a journalistic rivalry, and exhausted by a never-ending series of baby showers, Allie, a food writer in New York City, never expected to find herself on the wrong side of an epic food fight. When she escapes to her father's dairy farm in Wisconsin, she meets a cow named Patches, who promises to show her the way home. Due to casual use of coarse language, we encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Once again, as this is community night, tickets are $15, and you can make reservations by calling 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Skipping over to Greensboro, we've got Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf playing at the Triad Stage. And this is Saturday, September 28th, 2 p.m. It's Edward Albee's classic. Come to the party, they say, but don't play the drinking games. The lights are on late at George and Martha's as two couples in a quiet college town turn a nightcap into an all-out all night fight. Peek through their windows and uncover the devastating truth behind the illusions. The artistic director tells us there are lots of good plays, and probably even more bad plays, but there are only a handful of legendary plays, those plays that shook the theater, jolting us out of old ways of thinking and forever changing what comes after. These are my favorite plays because we are altered by our encounter with them. Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf still grabs us as intensely as it did a half a century ago with its exposé of dreams and self-destructive fantasies. Tickets start at $15. Make reservations by calling 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And finally, in Fayetteville, we've got Mamma Mia by Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. Music and lyrics by Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson. Book by Katherine Johnson. This is directed by Suzanne Agins. Choreographed by Ryan Miga. And music is directed by Zeke Smith. This smash hit features the music of ABBA and will make you feel like a dancing queen. Set on a Greek island paradise, Sophie invites three men from her mother's past to her wedding in order to discover who her father is. Featuring nonstop hits like Take a Chance on Me, Money, 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 and Super Trooper, it's a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Who will love it? Mamma Mia is for fans of splashy Broadway musicals, people who enjoy nostalgic music, groups of girlfriends and mothers and daughters. They rate it PG-13. Cost is $25, and you can make reservations by calling 910-323-4233. That's 910-323-4233. And now we'll take a look at some promo material on the movies that are available with audio description. It, Chapter 2, is rated R for disturbing violent content and bloody images throughout, also for pervasive language and some crude sexual material. This is a long one. It runs 2 hours and 49 minutes. They tell us that evil resurfaces in Derry as director Andy Muschietti reunites the Losers Club in a return to where it all began with It Chapter 2. The conclusion to the highest-grossing horror film of all time. 27 years after the Losers Club defeated Pennywise, he has returned to terrorize the town of Derry once more. Now adults, the losers have long since gone their separate ways. However, kids are disappearing again, so Mike, the only one of the group to remain in their hometown, calls the others home. Damaged by the experiences of their past, they must each conquer their deepest fears to destroy Pennywise once and for all, putting them directly in the path of the clown that has become deadlier than ever. This is a horror movie, a suspense thriller. The cast includes Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, James Ransone, James McAvoy, Finn Wolfhard, Bill Skarsgård, Jack Dylan Grazer, Jaden Lieberherr, Sophia Lillis, Jess Weeksler, Thomas J. Ryan, Xavier Dolan, and Jaden Martell. It's directed by Andy Muschietti, and that's the story on that one. One that I missed on the list earlier is 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. It's rated PG-13. It plays at the North Hills in Raleigh and the Crossroads in Kerry. It's rated PG-13 for sequences of intense peril, bloody images, and brief, strong language. This runs 1 hour and 29 minutes. It follows the diving adventures of four teenage girls, Corrine Fox, Sistine Stallone, Sophie Nalis, and Brianne Tew, exploring a submerged Mayan city. Once inside, their rush of excitement turns into a jolt of terror as they discover the sunken ruins are a hunting ground for deadly great white sharks. With their air supply steadily dwindling, the friends must navigate the underwater labyrinth of claustrophobic caves and eerie tunnels in search of a way out of their watery hell. This is an action-adventure horror movie. The cast includes John Corbett, Nia Long, Breck Basinger, Brianne Tew, Corrine Fox, Davy Santos, Kulin Rambo, Sistine Rose Stallone, and Sophie Nalis. This is directed by Johan Roberts. Don't Let Go is rated R for bloody images, violence, and language. It runs an hour and 43 minutes. Jack Radcliffe, played by David Oyelowo, gets a shocking phone call from his recently murdered niece, Ashley, played by Storm Reid. Working together across time, they race to solve her murder before it can happen. This is a suspense thriller. McKelty Williamson, Storm Reid, Alfred Molina, Brian Tyree Henry, David Oyelowo, Byron Mann, and Chanel Ozoro are in the cast. The director is Jacob Estes. And last on our list of new movies is Good Boys, which is rated R for strong, crude sexual content, drug and alcohol material, and language throughout, all involving tweens. This movie runs 1 hour and 35 minutes. Invited to his first kissing party, 12-year-old Max, played by Jacob Tremblay, asks his best friends Lucas, played by Keith L. Williams, and Thor, played by Brady Noon, for some much-needed help on how to pucker up. When they hit a dead end, Max decides to use his father's drone to spy on the teenage girls next door. When the boys lose the drone, they skip school and hatch a plan to retrieve it before Max's dad can figure out what happened. This is an adventure comedy. And it is co-directed by Gene Stupnitsky and Lee Eisenberg. And we've run out of time for this week's episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it and garnered some useful information. I'm Kurt Benrood, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. That's www.ncreadingservice.org. Maybe we'll see each other at the movies or at the theater.